Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
My dear friends, I hope that your celebration of Easter that has just passed was a time of great joy and refreshment as we celebrated the resurrection of our Lord to new life and also commemorated the gift of that life that he gives to all of us. The celebration of Easter, the greatest of the feast days in our liturgical calendar, is so important that the Church extends its celebration for an entire 8 days. It is called an octave. It is something that is extended only to two feast days, Easter and Christmas. And it is a time of drawing the power of Easter Sunday into an entire week, giving us time to understand more clearly what it is that our Lord achieved in the resurrection and what it offers to us. We understand that the meaning of the triumph of the resurrection was achieved through the sacrifice of the cross, a sign that during the Roman times represented simply the basest of executions, usually for thieves and slaves, but that very cross now becomes a symbol of hope and triumph. But what is remarkable about our commemoration of the octave of Easter is the gospel readings that are taken to give us a sense of the appearance of the risen Lord among us. And one of the aspects of these appearances is the fact that they are actually rather undramatic. One would have thought that in such an earth-shattering way, the very center of history, the resurrection would have been presented in perhaps more cinematic ways, a Cecil B. DeMille production. But in fact, how very simply they seem to operate, even though they are filled with extraordinary power. Mary Magdalene did not recognize the Lord until he spoke her word, her name. The disciples suddenly found Jesus in their midst. He ate with them. He showed them his hands and his feet. Signs of his sacrifice on the cross now utterly changed into signs of triumph. And these disciples, experiencing those quiet but powerful appearance of their Lord, were looking forward to the promised coming of the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit, as Jesus had promised, would bring them to remember all that Jesus had said, now understand them, and bring them to all truth. It is in the Holy Spirit that the community of believers is sustained, and it is in the Holy Spirit that the presence of the risen Lord is assured now for all the ages for those who are disciples. And in that power of the resurrection, as our Lord came to reveal himself to his disciples and through his disciples to all those who would hear his word, we come to understand that all that we have heard from Jesus, all that has been recorded of his message and his ministry, his parables and his miracles, now must be understood through the prism of the resurrection. That resurrection event is the very heart of sacred scripture. But I think back also on that wonderful exultet, the prayer that opens the Easter vigil. And what it says about the coming of Jesus and how it is related to Adam and Eve, the very first humans. The Exultet refers to the sin of Adam and Eve as, "O happy fault," a curious expression. But as the Exultet continues, it explains that this happy fault is what occasioned the coming of Christ, that not only overcame the consequences of that original sin, but in fact raised the human person to an even greater dignity than at the very beginning. And as we consider the resurrection appearances of Jesus, their seemingly undramatic but yet profoundly powerful appearance, we understand the challenge that is given to all disciples who celebrate this Easter joy. First of all, there is a profound responsibility on our part to understand clearly what is our task. And that task really starts with the renewal of our lives after the pattern of Christ. There is a universal call to holiness for all baptized Christians. And one of the chief aspects of that call to holiness is to know Christ deeply and to live as he lived. A second responsibility after that renewal of our own lives, which normally is called conversion or turning around, is to proclaim and share that message. Now we proclaim the message of Christ in many ways. We do it in our public worship. We speak of it in our own prayers. But we also have to understand that we do this in order that others might experience the joy of our Easter experience. For the proclamation of the dying and rising of Jesus Christ is the source of our salvation, a redemption from sin and darkness, confusion, lack of understanding. It is a walking into the light of God and into the truth of his life among us. But one of the more profound ways by which we can proclaim and share that message is not only when occasion arises to speak of our faith as St. Peter instructed us to, but also by our manner of living, give an example of what it means to be a Christian. It is in our workplace, in our times of leisure, the way we live, the way we relate to each other, the choices that we make, and the hope that sustains us, that is often the most profound missionary work that we can do. But we also understand in our Easter celebration the connection between the other great feast of the calendar, and that is the feast of Christmas. At Christmas, we celebrated the fact that God became one of us, that in Jesus Christ, the divine took on the human form, the human flesh in reality. And it is an understanding that as our Lord took on our flesh, that in Jesus Christ, our flesh can take on the divine presence of God. The divine life can be lived through us and in us, and it can be communicated through the human person. For our salvation that we celebrated both at Christmas and at Easter is a realization that salvation will envelop the entire human person, body and soul. This is a challenge to be able to live as we ought, but it is also a great joy. For we know that even though our Lord has ascended in glory to his heavenly Father, he is with us always, that through his Spirit we can know him alive and real, that we can hear him in sacred scripture, we can be touched by him in the Holy Eucharist. He is always with us until the end of the age.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.